So Sport dominating the headlines at the moment with the raid on Darren Weir's stables. Andrew Rules, one of the country's best journalists. He's always had an eye towards crime, but his heart towards racing. He's written the Winx book. Andrew, welcome to SEN.
Good description. Thank you, Jared. Yes, interesting times today in the Weir camp.
What do you think on a day like this, Andrew, for a sport that you and I are obviously both deeply passionate about but can let you down sometimes?
It does. As you and I have probably said to other people, Jared, if racing doesn't have enough good feel-good stories, the space is filled by the bad stories, and this is one of those days, I think. This raid at Weir's stables follows several weeks of speculation and rumour about him being raided.
How significant do you feel like it is, Andrew? He is the dominant figure in Melbourne racing and has been for some time.
It is a significant event if anything is proved against Weir or his staff, and that is yet to be seen. We can't assume guilt. We don't really know what's going on. There is some talk of a device being found, which is some sort of electrical shock device of some sort. Talk of a firearm, although I wouldn't worry about the firearm thing. I don't think that's sinister. A lot of people have a gun at a set of stables in case of snakes or accidents or whatever. That's not an issue. There is rumour of other substances, but I don't think we can go into that at this point.
Yeah, so the electrical device, would that be... So the jigger is what is sometimes spoken about.
It is. Jiggers take many forms. I think when they use the term jigger loosely, it can be a small transportable device which is used on horses. The rider administers it to a horse while it's working or while it's racing. There are also other versions of that, I understand, where perhaps the shock is administered to the horse while it is on a treadmill or something like that, because some trainers feel that an electrical shock at some point encourages the horse to try harder. I don't know if it does, but it's certainly widely held in the dark side of racing that is the case. And I might point out that the legendary trainer of Secretariat and other good horses was once banned from riding as a jockey because of using a jigger. So it's been around a long time.
The push and pull, Andrew, is so Racing Victoria... it's their sport to run and to keep clean. This always has the dual effect, is if they are moving to keep racing clean, the net effect is it looks seedy and crooked in the process. And that's sometimes I feel that they walk a line which is just so difficult.
I feel very sorry for them because they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. And my feeling, which might be wrong, and it's certainly been proven wrong today, my feeling is that sometimes they would rather prosecute small players who don't make big headlines as a warning to bigger players who would make big headlines. And I know that the small trainers, rightly or wrongly, and they might be wrong, feel persecuted because they feel that they get policed more rigorously than some of the big names, because the big names would be bad publicity. Well, that theory has taken a beating today, although perhaps it's more police and others acting today than the racing authorities. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Do you
feel
like...
I'm not sure. I really don't know yet.
No, and we wait for further facts to come to hand. Racing Victoria's put out a statement. We think Victoria Police are about to do the same. Does the reputation of racing suffer badly on a day like this? And does it ever fully recover? Or are there always people who will think the worst of the sport?
I think it does. I think where it hurts most, I think that, dyed-in-the-wool followers of it have always seen it for what it is and what it isn't. But it's the people in the middle, the people that, you know, like the sort of people you may know socially through, say, your children's school, who might be inclined, because they're respectable accountants or whatever they might be, to take a share in a horse for a bit of fun with their friends. I reckon that is the market that is hurt by this, because they go, well, why would we have anything to do with that? I feel that that's where the damage is done, not so much against lifetime followers of the game, who are numerically fairly small, a fairly small number, really, lifetime yep. followers. Is that true, do you think?
Yep.
Yeah. I feel it's a bit harder to sell a share in a, you know, I race a horse or two with tiny shares among friends, and not all the friends are, you know, racing people or horse people. And it's sort of hard to make the case if they sense some sort of smell about it. And I think that's a great pity. And that's Andrew, a great pity to see it damaged.
Yep. By the key figures inside it. Andrew, thanks for your time this morning. Much appreciated.